6. What is the Christ? Christ is God's Son as He created Him. He is the self we share, uniting us with one another and with God as well. He is the thought which still abides within the mind that is His source. He has not left His holy home, nor lost the innocence in which He was created. He abides unchanged forever in the mind of God. Christ is the link that keeps you one with God and guarantees that separation is no more than an illusion of despair, for hope forever will abide in Him. Your mind is part of His and His of yours. He is the part in which God's answer lies, where all decisions are already made and dreams are over. He remains untouched by anything the body's eyes perceive, for though in Him His Father placed the means for your salvation, yet does He remain the self who, like His Father, knows no sin. Home of the Holy Spirit, and at home in God alone, does Christ remain at peace within the heaven of your holy mind. This is the only part of you that has reality in truth. The rest is dreams. Yet will these dreams be given unto Christ to fade before His glory and reveal your holy self, the Christ, to you at last. The Holy Spirit reaches from the Christ in you to all your dreams and bids them come to Him to be translated into truth. He will exchange them for the final dream which God appointed as the end of dreams. For when forgiveness rests upon the world and peace has come to every son of God, what could there be to keep things separate, for what remains to see except Christ's face? And how long will this holy face be seen, when it is but the symbol that the time for learning now is over, and the goal of the atonement has been reached at last? So therefore let us seek to find Christ's face, and look on nothing else. As we behold His glory, will we know we have no need of learning, or perception, or of time, or anything except the holy self, the Christ whom God created as His Son. Lesson 271. Christ's is the vision I will use today. Each day, each hour, every instant, I am choosing what I want to look upon, the sounds I want to hear, the witnesses to what I want to be the truth for me. Today I choose to look upon what Christ would have me see, to listen to God's voice, and seek the witnesses to what is true in God's creation. In Christ's sight, the world and God's creation meet, and as they come together, all perception disappears. His kindly sight redeems the world from death, for nothing that He looks on but must live, remembering the Father and the Son, Creator and creation, unified. Father, Christ's vision is the way to you. What He beholds invites your memory to be restored to me, and this I choose to be what I would look upon today. Lesson 272. How can illusions satisfy God's Son? Father, the truth belongs to me. My home is set in heaven by your will and mine. Can dreams content me? Can illusions bring me happiness? What but your memory can satisfy your Son? I will accept no less than you have given me. I am surrounded by your love, forever still, forever gentle, and forever safe. God's Son must be as you created him. Today we pass illusions by, And if we hear temptation call to us to stay and linger in a dream, we turn aside and ask ourselves if we, the sons of God, could be content with dreams when heaven can be chosen just as easily as hell, and love will happily replace all fear. Lesson 273. The stillness of the peace of God is mine. Perhaps we are now ready for a day of undisturbed tranquility. If this is not yet feasible, we are content and even more than satisfied to learn how such a day can be achieved. If we give way to a disturbance, let us learn how to dismiss it and return to peace. We need but tell our minds with certainty, "The stillness of the peace of God is mine," and nothing can intrude upon the peace that God Himself has given to His Son. Father, Your peace is mine. What need have I to fear that anything can rob me of what You would have me keep? I cannot lose Your gifts to me, and so the peace You gave Your Son is with me still, in quietness and in my own eternal love for You. Lesson 274. Today belongs to love. Let me not fear. Father, today I would let all things be as You created them, and give Your Son the honor due His sinlessness, the love of brother to his brother and his friend. Through this I am redeemed. Through this as well the truth will enter where illusions were. Light will replace all darkness, and Your Son will know He is as You created Him. A special blessing comes to us today from Him who is our Father. Give this day to Him, and there will be no fear today, because the day is given unto love. Lesson 275. God's healing voice protects all things today. Let us today attend the voice for God, which speaks an ancient lesson, no more true today than any other day. Yet has this day been chosen as the time when we will seek and hear and learn and understand. Join me in hearing. For the voice for God tells us of things we cannot understand alone, nor learn apart. It is in this that all things are protected, and in this the healing of the voice for God is found. Your healing voice protects all things today, and so I leave all things to You. I need be anxious over nothing, for Your voice will tell me what to do and where to go, to whom to speak and what to say to him, what thoughts to think, what words to give the world. The safety that I bring is given me. Father, Your voice protects all things through me. Lesson 276. The Word of God is given me to speak. What is the Word of God? My Son is pure and holy as Myself. And thus did God become the Father of the Son He loves, for thus was He created. This the Word His Son did not create with Him, because in this His Son was born. Let us accept His fatherhood, and all is given us. Deny we were created in His love, and we deny ourself, to be unsure of who we are, of who our Father is, and for what purpose we have come. And yet we need but to acknowledge Him who gave His Word to us in our creation, to remember Him, and so recall ourself. Father, Your Word is mine, and it is this that I would speak to all my brothers who are given me to cherish as my own, as I am loved and blessed and saved by you. Lesson 277. Let me not bind your son with laws I made. Your son is free, my father. Let me not imagine I have bound him with the laws I made to rule the body. He is not subject to any laws I made by which I try to make the body more secure. He is not changed by what is changeable. He is not slave to any laws of time. He is as you created him, because he knows no law except the law of love. Let us not worship idols, nor believe in any law idolatry would make to hide the freedom of the Son of God. He is not bound except by his beliefs. Yet what he is far beyond his faith in slavery or freedom. He is free because he is his Father's Son, and he cannot be bound unless God's truth can lie, and God can will that he deceive himself. Lesson 278. If I am bound, my Father is not free. If I accept that I am prisoner within a body, in a world in which all things that seem to live appear to die, then is my Father prisoner with me. And this do I believe, when I maintain the laws the world obeys, must I obey. The frailties and the sins which I perceive are real and cannot be escaped. If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself, and I am lost to all reality. For truth is free, and what is bound is not a part of truth. Father, I ask for nothing but the truth. I have had many foolish thoughts about myself and my creation, and have brought a dream of fear into my mind. Today I would not dream. I choose the way to you instead of madness and instead of fear. For truth is safe, and only love is sure. Lesson 279. Creation's freedom promises my own. The end of dreams is promised me, because God's Son is not abandoned by his love. Only in dreams is there a time when he appears to be in prison and awaits a future freedom, if it be at all. Yet in reality his dreams are gone, with truth established in their place, and now is freedom his already. Should I wait in chains which have been severed for release, when God is offering me freedom now? I will accept your promises today and give my faith to them. My Father loves the Son whom he created as his own. Would you withhold the gifts you gave to me? Lesson 280. What limits can I lay upon God's Son? Whom God created limitless is free. I can invent imprisonment for him, but only in illusions, not in truth. No thought of God has left its Father's mind. No thought of God is limited at all. No thought of God but is forever pure. Can I lay limits on the Son of God, whose Father willed that he be limitless and like himself in freedom and in love? Today let me give honor to your Son, for thus alone I find the way to you. Father, I lay no limits on the Son you love and you created limitless. The honor that I give to him is yours, and what is yours belongs to me as well.